Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore positive. I guess we're Philadelphia positive because Patrick Mahomes didn't win and all the gambling fixes and all that stuff are all over with. We're going to be up in Bel Air, weather pending, on Wednesday at Libs Grill. We'll be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, getting it back out on the road. I still owe one cup of Super Bowl to Fadley's. We're doing that next Tuesday on the 18th. It's all brought to you by the Magic 8-Ball. We did have some lucky winners all last week. I was giving these tickets away like Oprah was giving away. You get one. You get one. Everybody gets one. All week long, you will hear some of the most inspiring conversations I have all year. Somebody wrote on the internet, "It's all me, me, me. I. All you do is talk about yourself." All I did last week and the week before that was talk about nothing but great stuff going on in our community. So make sure you check it out. It's called A Cup of Soup or Bowl. All of our sponsors lifted and helped, whether it was Coco's, whether it was State Fair, whether it was Fadley's, whether it was Costas last week. We were at Cooper's North on Friday. This guy was going to get out late in the afternoon, and it turns out I had Chris Forn out from the Towson Torch. I had Greg Landry out, who spent some time with this guy from Towson Transfers, who did No One Listens, Everyone Hears, our documentary last year. And even Luke Jones crossed the Pennsylvania-Maryland border, the Mason-Dixon line, and moved into Timonium and did some baseball with me. Leonard Raskin joins us now. He was not with us on Friday. Turns out it's better, dude, because like we got to watch the game on Sunday. We got the game to talk about now. On
There we go.
Friday, we would have talked about, I don't know, charity, politics, some baseball,
Something.
something else, you know. But
Eagles
quite a
fly,
game, huh?
Eagles
Quite a game,
fly.
right? Like I said to my wife on Monday morning, I'm like, you know, the one thing I don't miss after 27 years of going to the Super Bowl, the Monday morning going to the airport where it's a disaster, especially New Orleans because the airport's really small. And I said,
Terrible.
but every Monday morning when I did that for most of the years of all of my 27 years of going, almost every game was a pretty good game. This is the first time. Remember in the 80s when we were a little younger, every game stunk for a decade?
Absolutely.
This was reminded me of that. Third
It was a
quarter,
good, it was a great
it's
game. It
okay.
was a
You
great
like.
game. Well, I liked it because well, look, I like greatness. I like success. I'm all about it. I don't want to punish success, but I like to see sometimes it get cut down a little bit. And the Chiefs Kingdom looked a little too positive about everything. You know, I didn't see the numbers. I'm sure they'll be out somewhere, but I think it was 70-30 in the crowd for the Eagles.
Oh, it was all well. I said to my wife when it
So the
happened, I'm
Chiefs
like,
Kingdom, they're like a little like, we're gonna win. I don't need to go. It's no big deal. It's
well,
just
they
another
spent a lot of
game.
money going, man. I was down in Miami the first time they went, and it was insane. It was a sea of red.
It's a
So, I
lot of
mean,
money,
it's
and
a
the
lot of
tickets are
money, and you
getting
can't do it four
higher.
times in
And
5 years.
right. And I'll tell you this. I watch some of the post game. I always watch some of the post game just to see some of the pundits and what they're talking about. I don't know who I saw say it. I didn't hear it anywhere else when I was flipping the dial. But somebody said, Chiefs played a lot of football in the last few years. It looked like they got tired.
They made mistakes,
They made a lot of
and I
mistakes.
think the other thing that really caught up with them from talking to so many experts, and I mean, I've had a dozen of the Hall of Fame voters, and it turns out Yandy Suggs didn't get in, Smith, whatever. We'll figure all that out. And you know, I got deep inside all of that, but you know, for all of the pundits, every one of them I had on said, "This is not the greatest Chiefs team. They've made it this far,
They won
you
a
know,
lot
rubber."
of one score games, a lot of lucky bounces, a lot of good breaks, and the Eagles looked like they were ready to win that game. They came out strong. Offense played great. Chiefs did shut down Saquon for the most part, but Hurts found a way with his legs and with his receivers. His tight end, Dallas Goedert, had a great game.
But it wasn't running the ball the way I thought it would be. It was
No, that's what I'm
mistakes
saying.
from
They shut
Mahomes.
Saquon down,
Yeah.
and the rest of Jalen Hurts' arsenal lit him up. He
Well,
just
dude, you
came
throw
out.
pick sixes early in the game, you throw
That's right.
interceptions early in the game,
That's right.
like, and you get behind early in the game
It's
because
hard
of
to
it,
come back.
and
You
your
they pin their ears back and go.
defense is doing okay. I mean, the defense
Right.
was okay in the first half
Right.
of the Chiefs, but this was not. The Ravens were a better team than the Chiefs.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, that
Absolutely.
gets you nothing. That gets you
And
that.
that's right. You got to win the games when it matters. And as we saw, Ravens Buffalo, what happened? Three turnovers, some drop passes, and the ball bounces the wrong way. And what do we see on the Super Bowl? Chiefs, three turnovers, a couple bad bounces. The punter put the ball in the end zone. They started on the 20, 25, 30. The Chiefs punter put the ball on the 6, and Mahomes threw an interception on the 9 or the 15, whatever. They got after him.
Well,
They
after
didn't let him.
two
Right.
sacks and a pick. That's a
They
bad
got after him.
drive.
Yeah,
Two sacks and a pick six,
three and
not
out
good.
is not, that's not the three and out you're hoping for. Move
Yeah.
along. Move along. That's not what you're looking for. It
Well,
was a
but we haven't seen
bad.
that happen to Mahomes or Brady or any of those kind of quarterbacks.
No.
You know who got besieged? I'll give you a game that was a bad game. Now, because I look, man, I don't look through the backs of all of the bubblegum cards for all the
Right,
final
right.
scores. Off the top of my head, the worst game for sure was the one in New York. And that was like in 14, right before my wife got cancer. I remember it real well. But the ball went over Manning's head. We were in
Yeah.
that end zone. The game was over. Like
Yeah.
the game, like they got freight trained in that game because of mistakes early in the game,
Mistakes.
right? Mistakes in the first
Mistakes
quarter.
ruin you. Ruin you. And they don't ruin you by themselves. They ruin you when the other team takes advantage and puts points on the board. And mistakes led to Philly touchdowns. And that was it. They put them in a position they wanted them in. Their defense stood up really big. You think about it. Last year, second half of the season, the Eagles folded and their defense stunk.
They weren't very good the first month of the year either till Vic
That
Fangio came
two
in.
and two, two and two. And then suddenly they flipped the switch, turned it around, 15 and one before the Super Bowl, 16 and one after the Super Bowl. The 22-year-old kid with a pick six, Saquon ran enough, I guess, to keep him in the box and let Jalen throw the ball around. And how about Jalen Hurts, right? He's a kid playing at Alabama, playing his heart out, national championship, right? They sat him.
He got benched.
He got benched in the national championship. Philly, well, then he went to Oklahoma, won the Heisman. Philly drafts him, and what happened? Do you remember when they, you know, I can remember this. You surely remember. You remember all this stuff. They drafted him in Philly, and the fans were outraged.
The
We
fans are
just won the
always
Super
outraged
Bowl.
in Philly. They were
Right,
outraged with
but I'm
Donovan
saying,
McNabb, but they had
what are
quarterback
we
issues
drafting him
there.
for? We just won the Super Bowl. We've got our quarterback. What do we need this kid for? He's not any good. He's out of Alabama. They benched him. Now
Well,
look.
they wasted all the money on Sam Bradford. They wasted all the money on Carson Wentz. They wasted draft picks. They had two franchise quarterback cap numbers on their team at one point for 5 years. I mean, all of this turmoil, they've won a Super Bowl, lost a Super Bowl, and won another Super Bowl since the last time Harbaugh's won three playoff games, like
Right.
literally, right?
Now they've got Jalen Hurts, who has been to two Super Bowls and won one of them of the last three. And nobody wanted him. Nobody wanted him. He's
Since the last
garbage.
time Tomlin won a playoff game, since the
Oh
last
boy.
time
Well,
Harbaugh,
Tomlin
I
hasn't won
mean,
a playoff game in how long?
right. And that's
I
what I'm
mean,
saying.
forever.
And Harbaugh and
Forever.
Lamar have won too few, quite
Right.
frankly, you know,
Right.
over the body of the
No
work
doubt.
of being
No doubt.
a
It's time to
double-digit
step up.
win
Look, we
team.
talked about this a year ago. We talked about it 2 years ago. And I said then, and I'll say it again, Super Bowl or bust. The season will be a failure one more time, especially if they re-sign. Now, is Henry on a 1 year? Was he on a 1 year deal?
Henry was on a deal that they could roll through and figure out whether they liked him or not because of the cap number, and
Right, but they
he
love
could have
him.
been he's signed. He's on the team.
Right.
Yes, he's not going
So
anywhere.
you got Derrick Henry for another year. Obviously, Lamar. You got everybody you want. You got
You don't
Pro
have
Bowl.
everybody you want. So hang
You,
on a second.
no,
I
no, no.
talk
You, I'm
about
saying
this all
you
day.
got a Pro Bowl.
The
You got your Pro
offensive
Bowl
line's a problem.
receiver. Right.
The left
You need
tackle's a
to shore
problem.
up the line. You
Yeah.
got to figure out what's going to happen with Ronnie Stanley. Right. You signed Humphrey.
Well, the figuring out with Ronnie Stanley is what we do around here, which is he's now a $21 million tackle again.
Right. So we either
So,
figure out to pay him
yeah.
or we figure out a kid like we do. Like
Yeah,
we
well,
do.
the kid might be Rosengarten going right side, the left
Could
side,
be. Could be.
and then they don't pick till 27th. So the whole notion of who's going to be there
Right.
and
So
what
the
they're going to
line,
get.
when I say you got your stud players, you need the line. Absolutely need the
Well, the
line.
line is what won the game for the Eagles on Sunday.
Yeah,
The
they
defensive
look,
line, I'm talking about. The defensive
Hurts
line.
was mostly, well, even the offensive line, Hurts was mostly standing there the whole time. I don't know if they hit him. I don't think they, maybe they, one sack, maybe. I don't even know. They didn't touch him. He had plenty of time to throw. He had plenty of time to look around. When they rushed, they rushed past him. He ran up the gut and a few big first downs with his legs. So the Ravens once again go into the offseason now with next year being Super Bowl or bust for a team that's good enough to get there and should get there.
Well, they're good enough to get there because of the players they have. They
That's
have
what I'm
Kyle
saying.
Hamilton.
That's what
They
I'm
have
saying.
Roquan Smith at top of school. They have Marlon Humphrey come back and play great this year. The
Yep.
defensive
Yep.
line that the Ravens have, maybe not as good as the Eagles, but pretty good.
Pretty
The
good.
questions for the Ravens are going to be offensive
Offensive
line
line.
and then going through the season and seeing where the penalties, the mistakes, and not
Yeah.
losing games to the Raiders and the
That's
Browns and
right. You
those
got
kind
to
of
be at
games.
home. You got to play home. You got to find a way to play home and win. That's all there is to it. But again, we said this last year, we said the year before, Super Bowl or bust with the talent they have and the team they've got, that'll be the benchmark. And until Lamar wins one, that's what it'll be.
Well, the Eagles, to me, through the year and beating the Ravens in December, beating them here the way they did, and it wasn't fluky or weird or give them the game. The Eagles came in and won the game. And that was a sort of a disturbing Monday. I have my
Yeah.
column. I actually saw my column last week that I wrote about that because it was Tucker missing kicks,
Yep.
right? It was like
Yep.
all it was all of that going on right before Christmas. And then the wind blew and they won 3 games in 10 days and they were beating teams and the offense figured it out. They figured out the deep safety situation. They didn't need the kicker. Some of the mistakes were nullified by the fact that if they gotten
Sure.
bad down in distance, they made it work. So, all of that happened. Flowers getting injured, key for them.
Bad,
And then
bad.
just in a general sense, them not playing their best football against the best competition when they get into bad weather
Gave it
conditions, good
away.
teams on the
Gave it
road.
away to Buffalo. Three turnovers and dropped balls. I think Travis Kelce had a pretty bad night. He dropped a number of passes. In garbage time, he caught some balls,
I
but
don't
until
think it
then, it
would have
didn't matter.
mattered at all, right? I mean,
I don't
the
know. You catch
story
a
in.
couple early. You catch a couple early and you stay on the field. Maybe it's different. But when you're three and out and three and out and three and out, that's it. Now, that's what happens. The other team scores and away they go.
The story of the game, as Sports Illustrated is writing it, is the defensive line of the Eagles and the Chiefs were not a factor offensively at all because they got them off the field or they got them into situations of throwing picks and making mistakes. And
You
so
don't
to
see
me, the
that. You didn't
Eagles
see
front
that too
line, the Eagles
much.
front seven, whatever Vic Fangio did,
Yeah.
is
Both
MVP
sides.
level for me on
Absolutely. Should
Sunday
have been the
night.
MVP. Should have been the MVP. Fangio should have been the MVP of the game.
Leonard Raskin said, well, I mean, we talk about what the Ravens did. And by the way, I want to throw this out, free plug for my wife's company, Verizon. They
Yeah.
had a big stadium event on Sunday.
Didn't know
You know,
anything
I don't
about it.
go to a lot of those. I mean, through the charity space and what you do with
Was
Raskin
this
Global and all your.
presented by or
Well, I'll give you the whole idea. And this was explained to me. How much are Super Bowl commercials these days? Do
I
you
think
know?
they said 8 million
$8 million
bucks,
dollars. So
30
if you had $8
seconds.
million dollars to have a commercial, or you had $8 million to do something else with it, what would you do? Verizon decided, because of their partnership with the league, to
Yep.
get every most of them are in stadiums, most of them are in
Right.
club levels, but they
Right.
did it in every place in the league. And they invited their employees, their local employees, and anyone who was a Verizon customer. If you got the email, knew about it, you could sign up for
Okay.
free tickets.
I
So
must,
it
that
was a
must be because
free
I had
party.
AT&T.
Well, there you go. It was a free party.
Right?
And there were, I don't know, maybe 1,500 people. You know,
Okay.
it was
Manageable.
a very full club level.
Okay.
Very, very full, warm club level. Band, DJ,
But
celebrities,
manageable.
games, kids, free little crab cakes, free food for some. They had concessions for sale. They had, wingdings. It was very nice.
Sure,
Like, so we
sure.
got down there about 3:30 and the celebrities were all from the Super Bowl 35 team. I don't think they did this on purpose. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But it
Right,
was Jamal
right,
Lewis, who did the
right.
show with me
Sure.
last week, lives in Atlanta. He's coaching
Yeah, sure.
football with Ed Reed and his kid. Femi Ayibadeja, who lives
Yep.
here. I see him
Yep.
all the time, and he did a term with me last year, a couple Super Bowl for Turn Around, which is
Yeah.
an organization here that helps women and children who have been abused and homeless,
Yeah.
the whole deal. Bad stuff that we'll be talking about all week long. Turn Around, and that's Femi's deal. And then Jermaine Lewis, right? So
Okay.
Jermaine Lewis, my wife has never met Jermaine in all the 22 years of doing
Right.
all this. Jermaine wasn't around a lot, like as an alum and this and that and here and there. Still lives here, Maryland guy, lives out in Randallstown now. And over the last decade or so, he's gotten more involved with the team and doing autographs and selling, being a part
Right.
of like shaking hands and skyboxes and doing all that stuff. And I
Yeah.
see him and we're Facebook friends, but I
Yep.
don't have his number and I haven't talked to him, but we've flirted on Facebook. I see him like something or comment, or
Yeah.
I'll put a picture up from that era and he'll be like, "Hey man, how are you?" Haven't been in a room with Jermaine. And the Verizon staff, we got there early when they were setting up all the crepe paper and getting all the food ready. And my wife's got her Verizon badge, and her
Right,
Verizon,
sure.
can you
Her
hear me now and
credentials.
all that. By the way, she woke me up yesterday and she said, "I'm gonna wear my Verizon stuff before we go to the game." I'm like, "Cool." And I'm like, "Can you hear me now?" And she said, "Buzz Aldrin is doing the commercials." And I'm like, "Buzz Aldrin's still alive?" She's like, "Yeah, he's 95."
He's
So
living
he's,
on the moon.
yeah, right. I mean, like, I'm like, and I told her I met John Glenn once and it meant something to me. So we go down to the Verizon thing and we're getting everything ready. And all the Verizon staff's excited about meeting the players because they're coming early. And
Sure.
some of them had kids,
Yeah,
meeting
absolutely.
players and whatnot. And, Jamal did the show and I love Jamal. And so if I see Jamal, and I did see Jamal, it was like, love up, right? See Femi. But Jermaine, it was like, "Dude, I haven't seen you forever." It was like, great. So my wife asked me about the legend of Jermaine a little bit. And I'm like, "Jermaine," I said, "the only 7 points that the Giants scored that day that it cost you and your wife some furniture when you were at the game, January
All good.
28th,
All
2001,
good.
I said, the only play of the game, other than the Armstead interception that got
Right.
whistled and sent back,
Right.
was the
The
kickoff
kick
return,
return.
and Cornell Brown and Brad Jackson blew some coverage. I try not to give Brad a hard time about it. He does have a ring, and they won. And
That's
I
right.
love Cornell,
That's right.
so I love Brad more because I love
But
Brad.
then the subsequent kick.
But the subsequent kick, Jay Lou took it all the way back to
That's
the
right.
house, and he had just lost a child. Like all of this, so I was
Yeah.
telling my wife about Jermaine, but I was telling the girls at Verizon. It was one guy, but it was mainly women that were like from the communications from New Jersey, and one of them was from Pikesville, who works in New Jersey. It was all Verizon people. My wife
Right.
was kibitzing about their network, EVPs, and all that stuff. And I said, "You do know when you meet Jermaine, he's like shorter than me," and they're
Right.
like, "Nah." And I'm like,
Right.
no. Like, I used to stand next to Jermaine. Jermaine was
Right.
my favorite dude in the locker room because he was the only guy my size, like ever. Well, there was the kick returner that they drafted from Kentucky that was a little guy. He was only here a minute or two. He
I
was
don't know.
the guy after Jermaine. He was a really little guy. But
Got it.
nonetheless, so I got to see Jermaine Lewis. I got to
Cool.
relive Super Bowl 35 glory. I got to see the black wing, which used to be the press box.
There
I
you
got to
go.
walk into the locker room and it still smells the same.
Yeah, beautiful.
It made me all from the 25 years I was there, all the
Right.
nice
And
things that John
none of the
Harbaugh
execs
said.
were there, huh?
It was completely empty. We were there before it opened. So
Right.
I wore my Derrick Henry jersey and people got, issue with me online about it. I'm like, I've been a Houston
What?
Oilers fan since
Come
1974. Stop,
on,
you know?
stop,
So it was
silly.
a beautiful. So I had a great Super Bowl Sunday and
That's
did something
cool.
very different. And I got
You had
to
a
honor.
game on all the TVs?
Yo, yeah. Oh my God, they
Could you
had a
go
band, a
outside?
DJ. No. I came home. I left.
No, I'm saying, could you go outside and they had it on the
Oh
Jumbotron or?
yeah. Well, if you want to watch it in the cold,
Right, that's what I'm saying. Okay.
who's doing that?
I don't know. Somebody was
There
out
were
there.
listen. There were lots of families, lots of kids. It
It's
was
great.
very,
It's great.
very DEI. It was very. It was
So
just.
that's what you do
It.
with $8 million.
You know what? It was people that I dare say are never on the club level, but
Right.
are rarely.
Right.
It was just a beautiful event. So
That's
we.
great.
That's what they did instead of buying a $24 million in commercials, I guess,
And they
is
did it
that
all over the country.
they did it in the country to get spirit for football teams and football markets where there's dense
And
population and they have
people loving
Verizon,
their company.
like yeah, and it was a great time. And but more than that, it's the first time they've ever done it. Let me let you in on a little secret, because I know David Modell was a guy that you loved.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl we're talking about, January 28th,
Yeah.
01, okay?
Right.
Our first Super Bowl, our moment of glory. I'll never forget this. David Modell was incensed, incensed. Now the stadium was brand new, right? It was 98,
Tampa.
99. No, our stadium,
Oh, our
Baltimore,
stadium.
our
Okay, go
stadium
ahead.
in
Yeah,
Baltimore.
got it.
David wanted to open the stadium up, right, in
For
01.
people to watch it.
The league would not allow him. You know why? It messed up ratings.
Yeah,
If
TV. People wouldn't be watching.
30,000 people went
Local.
down to the stadium, that's
Local.
15,000 TVs that wouldn't have the game on.
Right, local
And
ratings.
so literally the party I attended that, you know, was for the, there were Eagles fans. I didn't see any Chiefs fans, but there were Eagles fans. We
Sure,
live in an
sure,
area where it's
sure.
not far, you know, little children in
Right, but it
Saquon
keeps the
jerseys and
household
stuff like
off the
that.
TV.
Yeah, exactly. And in the old days, they could never throw parties like that because, and David was so mad. David's like, my God, these city, and this is the way David was. David was not in the least a dick about this. He was the
Right.
exact opposite. He was like, taxpayers paid money for this. PSL, I want to invite my PSL holder. We got people, Raskin spent $10,000 on a PSL. I want to invite him to the stadium. I want people to congregate. I want people to celebrate. We want to do this together, 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 together. We're a new
They
franchise.
said, no,
We
thank
left
you.
Cleveland. We're Barney's. We have this beautiful, beautiful stadium to throw a party. You're not gonna, we can make money. And they wouldn't let him do it. They wouldn't let him
I
do
get
it.
it.
You know, so that,
They
and
said,
then,
build a museum.
well, you know what it is? I guess I am teaching a little history
Sure.
today because it all makes sense, right? But I'm gathered with 2,000 people on Sunday, and there weren't TVs aren't the issue. You know the story now, right? People are talking. You know, we're getting real close to this going to be a $59.99 pay-per-view event, right?
Oh
I mean,
yeah,
right? I mean,
I
we're getting to be
where
that
it's going
point,
to be
right?
on some streaming where you have to pay for it for at least.
You're a money guy. You advise a lot of people on
Yep.
money. Leonard Raskin is
Yep.
here, Raskin
That's
Global.
what we do.
My son is a way cord cutter and a really modern person about
Yeah.
streaming. Luke
Same.
Jones still lives in Pennsylvania, and if you ever saw our videos flicker, it's because he lived on a road where we couldn't even get him speed past DSL because he lives off a farm, not in York, but like in the middle of nowhere,
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
A mile past the middle of nowhere, and you can't get
Internet, good
You
internet.
can't get good. Yeah. Oh, which is a real problem in this state if you travel, and I did on the track
Absolutely.
everywhere, right? But so Luke said to me, we had some gumbo when you didn't show up on Friday and doing this
Hey,
segment
there
instead,
you
which
go.
I'm appreciative of because I'm more appreciative of doing it now. But Luke and I had a bowl of soup, and he's like, I got this stream and that stream, and I'm going to FUBU this and get rid of this. And Masson's going to be on FUBU so I can get the Orioles games. And the Orioles start in 6 weeks, and I'm on a free trial with Paramount and a free trial with Hulu. And I'm like,
You're paying more than cable.
that's exactly what
Oh,
he
they hooked
said.
you.
He said,
They
if
hooked you
I
up.
want all of this, it's going to be a mess. And, you know, I want you to speak to that a little bit because I think you
They
try to
got us
manage
figured
people's
out.
money,
Oh,
but
they
there
got it
is a
figured
nickel
out.
and dime part of all
Dude,
of
I
this, right?
find people with subscriptions you can't even believe. They have subscriptions for the Hulu and the Netflix and the Paramount and the Apple and the Google and the music streaming, and before you know it, they're absolutely paying twice what they paid for cable.
I'll say this. I put my work credit card. I mean, I run a lot. I run a business here, right?
Yeah,
So
right.
everything you see that makes our blogs work and powers our web and powers our radio station, I mean, they think I'm Jerry Coleman, but I've run an
Right.
operation here for
Right.
33 years.
Yep.
And I have subscriptions. And everybody who owns a business has all, or even if you just pay
Sure.
your insurance with your credit card every month,
Right.
right? It's a
Right.
recurring fee. You give them your credit card, and then the expiration runs out in 26 or
You got
27,
to pop a new one.
and then you get the, we're going to cancel you. Last week, I got all of the cancel. I'm talking serious stuff. Apple,
Right.
Google, my
Right.
website,
And
GoDaddy,
then
all
you
of
got to
that.
figure, you got to
And
put all the cards in.
the reason is, in November, I had the old host, and they, I'm not going to call them criminals, Bluehost Services, but they were a company out of Austin, Texas that got sold off to the gypsies and who knows in China, Russia,
Yeah.
Kazakhstan, you know, that owns it or whatever.
Right.
But they banged me for $1,400 last November, and I had to chase them around, and they never credited my, they just, they're thieves, right?
Yeah,
So
mess.
this year they banged it, and I had a dispute on it.
Right.
And it shut down my credit card back in November. And you know what I said? I did the two same thing, two flying middle finger
Yeah.
to the credit card company. I said, I want new numbers.
Right.
Cancel everything.
Right.
I want everything out. And now I'm paying the piper where
You gotta
I'm
update
getting all the
everybody.
emails. Well, I'm getting the emails in where I have
Right.
to reset it all.
Yep.
And in my mind, I'm okay with that because I need Apple for X dollars a
Right,
month.
and
I
you got to
need Google.
figure out which ones you're absolutely going to keep.
It needs to be reevaluated because I got robbed last year. I
Yeah,
did.
there are services. I mean, I had okay, so I'll give you a quick one. I have DirecTV. I think I was the first subscriber.
Well,
I've
you
had
did that for football, for
well, I've had
Sundays.
DirecTV for years.
Okay.
So we've been in our house 30 years now. When we moved into our house, we had the Cloverleaf, the big giant satellite in the backyard.
Okay.
When we moved in, that's what we had. That was what
That
it
was
was.
DirecTV was the
That was
gray thing, the gray
no,
dish.
no, no. I'm talking about 6 foot satellite dish on a pole in the backyard. The guy that we bought the house from had that, and that's how the house was wired for TV.
Well, he might have been the last one to get cable up where you were in
Right,
Jarrettsville or whatever, right?
that's right.
Yeah.
So DirecTV was just coming on board, and we were one of the first ones. We dug the pole for the satellite dish out of the
So they
backyard.
didn't even have like the NFL yet. Right.
No,
Okay. Right.
no.
Okay.
So I've had DirecTV to have TV forever. And I've
I
had
remember
it.
when they bought ads from me back in the 90s and the turn
Yeah,
of the
so
century when they
I've
were trying
had
to
it.
pull people in. Yeah.
And then I had it for the NFL package because I was watching all the games whenever I wanted, whatever I wanted. And then last year, 2 years ago, it stopped. The only reason I kept DirecTV was because of the NFL package.
You and everybody else.
Well, now it went to YouTube. Okay, so I'm not getting YouTube. I don't need another subscription for YouTube. I got DirecTV. Well, this past year, if you remember earlier in the year, last year, DirecTV went dark. They didn't carry whatever channels for a while. They like stopped. They had this big dispute. Couldn't get
They're fighting
ESPN.
with Paramount
They
or
were fighting with
Disney or fight with,
ESPN
right,
and Disney, so
Disney,
I
yeah.
had no ESPN and it was lingering. So I did what everybody else does. I did a
Follow
free
Scott Van
subscription.
Pelt on Twitter.
I did a free subscription to YouTube TV for a month.
Okay.
That was
Free.
easy. Free for a month. Give them your credit cards, free for a month. 3 weeks later, DirecTV comes back with ESPN's back. But I don't know how to freaking cancel YouTube TV. So I'm now paying $90 a month for YouTube TV on top of everything else I pay for. So I had to FaceTime with the boy in Dublin. I feel like I'm 110 years old. I gotta
Unhook my credit card, Matthew.
unhook, cancel YouTube TV.
Yeah, I got you.
Daddy, daddy, you got to click here. So we share the screen. Daddy, you got to click here. Okay. Then you got to go to your Google account. All right. Then you got to go to charges. All right. Then you got to find YouTube. There it is. Then you got to unsubscribe. All right. We unsubscribed. And by then, I'd already paid 2 months of
By
90
the
bucks a
way,
month.
Bill Maher, who I know, you're not politically aligned with,
Yeah,
you
he's
speak that you don't
fine.
agree with or
Whatever.
whatever. He did a shtick the other night, and I only
Yeah.
saw it on YouTube, by the way.
Right.
His and it was Super Bowl week he did it, and it was funny as hell no matter where you sit
Yeah, I had
politically,
to see
but
it.
it was his last parting shots or whatever the hell he calls them. And it was about YouTube TV. He said, remember when you could like watch a game and click to another game and watch a
Right.
game? If you have, if you, I still have, I have Verizon because we're a
Right,
Verizon family,
right.
right? So like my thing acts like cable TV, but like really full disclosure, Leonard, and you know this about me, I don't watch TV anymore. I don't watch Trump. I don't watch MSNBC, CNN, Fox. Blah, blah, blah. I don't watch any of it. I watch football. I watch some sports. I watch some baseball.
Yeah.
I don't watch movies. I don't watch the news. I don't watch, like, I just don't. The TV is, I can touch the TV from here. I have
Sure.
the, this is the remote right here. It's never on. If it is, it's smooth jazz when I'm writing a letter to Steve Bisciotti, which I'll be doing next week. So, like, I'm not a television soul as much as I saw every episode of Gilligan's Island and
There
Hogan's
you go.
Heroes and the Brave. I just did all that when I was young.
Right.
And now, and I there's nothing that Stephen A. Smith is going to say that I have
Ugh.
any interest in
I can't
or like
stand him.
any
Can't
of
stand
that.
him.
And I look, Steve did my, was a part of my act
Great.
30 years ago at the turn of this. I know Stephen, right? So like, I don't need any of that.
Right.
But the part of it is that everybody's figuring out cord cutting, cable, this, that.
Yeah, but
This
you
is why
better
the
manage it.
Orioles, and I'll
You
get
better
into the
manage
Orioles
it.
season, they better figure out how we're all going to be doing this, because I just stopped doing it altogether.
Mon
And
is it Monumental? Right? They're on Monument. No, they're on
they're
Masson.
amassing, yeah.
Monumental is the Caps. That's where I see the Caps.
See,
So
you don't even
again,
know, and you're a
no.
fan,
I keep
like it, there's a
DirecTV.
confusion, even
Look,
if.
I've got DirecTV, and whenever I travel, I just pull out my iPad, I turn on Monumental, and I watch the Caps. And when I'm
Okay.
traveling, I turn on Masson, and I watch the Orioles. But I get it through DirecTV. I mean,
Okay.
my son is in Ireland, and he can watch DirecTV stream through his computer and watch
But what are you
local
paying for
news.
that? What do you pay a month for that?
100 bucks.
Okay. Well, it's $100 is $100. That's
Right,
a
but that's not the point. The point is when you have Hulu and Fubo and YouTube and Paramount
and
and
Apple
Disney and Apple, it
and
adds up to
Amazon, throw
130.
them in too,
Right,
because
then it's
Peacock.
150, then
Put
it's
Peacock in
200.
there.
That's my point.
Well, if you want
And
to
you're
watch all
paying,
these games, I'm just telling you, like, these are the things that come at me,
right.
and
Then you're
the
going to be
game's either
paying
on or it's not
200.
on.
You're
I'm
going to be
not.
paying 200 a month, not the 100 I pay for DirecTV. So the question is, what I would say is a lot of people are paying 300 because they got it all.
If my wife left tomorrow and cut the cable, I don't know what I would do, because we
I
only have the cable because of her to
Right.
some degree, and
You got
she
the
doesn't watch it
Fios. You
much.
don't even
And
have cable. You got the
all I care
Fios.
about are the football games and the baseball games at this
Right.
point in my life. And if I want to watch a movie, there's a computer here and I can figure
Hockey
it out.
games. What about the hockey games? Come on now. Ovechkin scored a
Sure.
couple over the weekend. He
You
had
know
three
what?
assists the other day. He's 16 away with 30 games to go.
You have tickets for any of these games in March that he
I
might
haven't
attend?
yet, but I
All
will
right,
be
well.
looking at April. I think the beginning of April, right before the end of the
He
season.
could score three tomorrow night. No, he'll be within 10 by next week. Like,
Absolutely. Well, not tomorrow night because now we're shut down for
oh, right.
the four country some BS nonsense.
Dude, I have no idea what they do. The All-Star game in the NHL, they never had it baked. It was good when it was like 18 to 16 and it was free form.
Right.
I
Right.
went
Now
to one All-Star
it's
game in
three
my
on
life.
three on skills and it's nonsense.
I
But
covered the 1991 NHL
was that
All-Star
at the Cap
game.
Center?
No, it was at the Igloo in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And I
Okay.
flew up with the great Jimmy Jackson. He covered it for the Morning Sun, and I covered it for the Evening Sun.
There you go.
I think flights were $29 on Piedmont
Right.
or something back then. Jack Gibbons was kind enough to send
Piedmont.
me. Jack did it to
People's
be.
air.
Jack sent me on the Baltimore Sun's budget because he loved me and I loved hockey
There you
and it was
go.
something I wanted to do. And he's just like, kid, you do a good job here. If it's $300 against the, just go. Go for a
Right.
weekend, have a good time, chase some
Right.
girls, do what you do, eat some shrimp cocktail. So I went up to Pittsburgh for a day, up and
Right.
back,
Right.
and it was Lemieux and Gretzky.
It's beautiful. Beautiful.
So, I mean, it was,
And it was, like you said, 20-19.
It was an all-star game in the NHL. Who
Right.
watches it, you know? I mean, who
Right.
goes to it? It's all about the skills competition. It's a fan event now, right? Isn't it?
So now they're doing the Four Nations tournament. And they don't have Russia in it.
Why?
It's not the Five Nations. Well, it's the US and Canada, Sweden and Finland.
So what are the who are the Russian kids play for? They don't play?
No, they don't. They're off. Ovechkin's off. The Capitals, who are the number two team in the league right now behind Winnipeg, have the best goalie in the NHL, Logan Thompson, who just signed a new contract, have 0 players selected in the Four Nations Cup. Zero. So they all have a nice 10 days vacation, which is lovely.
Well, I hope they come back with a nice tan and ready to go win the cup.
And go
Larry
win the
asked me
cup.
this year.
That's
Well,
exactly what
I
they're going
want
to
to do
do.
hockey with you because I exchanged some messages with Ted Leonsis last week.
Oh, there you
So
go.
yeah, we did. We
Yeah,
did.
good for Ted.
I want to give a shout out. It was about Wes Johnson, who was
Yeah.
battling and a longtime voice. And I met Wes downtown. There was a little comedy shop on Water Street that was getting a start maybe about 20 years ago, and Wes was doing comedy. Wes Johnson,
Yeah.
good man, jolly
Great
guy,
voice.
great
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 voice.
great voice, the voice of the Washington
He's
Capitals.
fantastic.
He is great. So get
And then
well
didn't
soon,
they find
Wes.
him in a
And
hotel room or something? Is he? I don't know what happened there.
yeah,
Something
Did something bad happen to Wes over the weekend that I don't know?
No. When he
No, no,
got
no.
sick, am I
Yeah,
thinking the right?
he's been in Atlanta sick. Yeah, like the whole thing.
Right.
Like, so I as long as Wes is okay. But there
No,
was like a GoFundMe for Wes, and you and I talk about GoFundMes and insurance and people
not
like
my
that.
thing,
So
but anyway.
nonetheless, right. I will I just want to give a shout out. And Ted Leonsis and I exchanged some messages
Yeah.
back and forth. That's all.
Yeah, got it.
Leonard is getting ready
Craig
for baseball
Lachlan,
season.
another one. How
Oh,
about
there you
Locker?
go. Give that shout out. Please do.
Craig
He's doing well.
Lachlan had open heart surgery, bypass surgery. You don't see many of those these days. You know, they put a stent in, they put a little bubble balloon, and you're all better. But Craig's out with they just showed a picture of him laying in a hospital bed with open heart surgery, bypass surgery for something that he had. So he's going to be out for a while. Some craziness going on in the announcing booth. Something must be in the air in DC. Who knows?
Well, I mean, they're scoring goals and they're winning for a
They're
change.
scoring
So,
goals. They're winning. They're the best team in the East. And I want to see Ovechkin pass Gretzky's record. And you're going to see Gretzky hanging around. You're going to see Bettman.
getting his last cup of coffee. Yeah, I saw. Yeah, right. This is the end for him, I think, for Gary Bettman. Leonard Raskin is our guest. He is Raskin Global. You can find him out on the front of Baltimore Positive, Baltimore Positive, the other side, as well as at Raskin Globin. RaskinGlobal.com. My goodness, I'm mixing up my words. We are going to be getting the Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. We're supposed to be at Lib's Grill on Wednesday, weather pending this week, up in Bel Air. Next week on Tuesday, we are at Fade Lee's at Lexington Market. Come on down for the seafood. Come on down for a cup of Super Bowl. I'm going to have some fresh guests out next Tuesday as well as we muddle through February getting ready for pitchers, catchers, baseball. Luke and I have talked about that. It is a cup of soup or bowl week all week long here. Make sure you're tuning in, listening in, hearing the messaging of a lot of folks doing a lot of great things here in Baltimore. We call it Baltimore Positive.